Notwithstanding their wealth of talent, artists in these islands struggle with dim job prospects, dwindling paychecks, and decreased public funding. Vicky Holt-Takamine has done her part to lift their burden. She is a popular kumuhula, teacher of traditional Hawaiian dance, and the executive director of the nonprofit Pa'i Foundation, showcasing Native artists. In the last 3 years, she's extended her arts advocacy by coordinating with ArtSpace. This is a national nonprofit real estate developer specializing in creating housing units and more for artists. And she's here with us in the studio to share some good news about ArtSpace's plans for Kaka'ako that you've been involved with. Vicky, welcome to the conversation. Thanks for joining us.
Aloha kakou. Thank you for having me.
So you're the bearer of some good tidings, which might help some of our fine artists in Hawaii quit their day jobs and devote themselves more wholeheartedly to their arts. Why don't you begin by telling us about this organization, ArtSpace, and how you got involved?
Well, ArtSpace is a Minneapolis-based nonprofit developer of artist housing, like you mentioned earlier. And a few years ago, we partnered with them. We were introduced to ArtSpace by Ford Foundation. As a grantee, I was invited to Seattle to view some of their projects in Seattle. They had done an historic renovation of a beautiful building called Tashiro Kaplan in the middle of Seattle, and built artist housing on the top of it. The city and county of Seattle invited ArtSpace to come and help them figure out what to do with this beautiful historic building. ArtSpace has 33 projects across the nation in 14 different states. They've got several in various stages of pre-production, pre-development, including our own here in Honolulu.
What stage are you at right now with that project?
So we have site control of the lease. It's a property that is now a parking lot between Waimanu and Kawaiha'o Street, right makai of the Pacifica, the Pacifica, right off of Kapi'olani Boulevard. So we're one block behind that. There's a little parking lot, 30,000 square feet. So we have site control over that. We expect to break ground in June 2015.
So many people, including yourself, you've had this dream of bricks and mortar arts and culture center here in Hawaii. But ArtSpace sounds like they've been sustaining themselves for a while. What is their business model? It must be very unique.
They usually build, 8 to 10 story building, housing on the top with commercial spaces on the bottom. So when I went to visit the Tashiro Kaplan, they had 3 stories of parking, gallery space, coffee shops, restaurants, and that was a historic renovation with 3 floors of housing on the top. Mm-hmm. Hiawatha building was from ground up, but again, they had commercial space on the bottom with nonprofit organizations that were in there. They had a little community center with a nice baby grand piano, with a small kitchen, so the community that lives in that building can have little parties in that area. They had a coffee shop and a copy shop there, and a gallery space. So they try and bring into these spaces businesses that are arts related, that can help support the artists that live in the space.
Well, of course, we're talking about affordable space for living and for business, and that has been a problem we've been hearing for many groups. We have an affordable housing and crisis in Hawaii. So some people would say, why single out this group of artists? What are the special barriers unique to artists that ArtSpace is going to address?
Well, we all know that artists will revitalize the community and revitalize spaces. So if you see the artists moving into those old spaces that were uninhabitable, like in Soho in New York City, and what the artists have done to revitalize that community, but the minute that housing, values rise, the artists get all kicked out of those spaces. And what ArtSpace has realized was that they need to find permanent, affordable housing for artists. So they own the building and they manage that building in perpetuity for artists-related businesses.
You would think that in Hawaii we have so many streams of art. Our arts are so diverse, and that includes, of course, Native practitioners of the arts. And you would think that there would be a large market for their for the products of their work, but are they special? What kind of special barriers do they face in getting their arts to audiences?
Well,
here?
Most tourists really want to take home a souvenir that's affordable for them, and or that they can take home with us. And artists don't have souvenirs; we can't manufacture that. Uh-huh. So we our artists, our Native Hawaiian artists, our weavers, our carvers are competing with manufactured goods that are coming in from the Philippines. So our quilters, you can see that, you know, my great grandmother quilted and took over a year to make one quilt. And she's not going to sell it for $600, you know. It's like, but that's the prices that you pay in some of the stores in Ala Moana Shopping Center. Those are manufactured. They're not handmade. They're not handmade by our tutus. And the design patterns that our great-grandmothers have passed down from generation to generation, those are heirlooms, and those are unique to certain families. You're not going to find those that are in the stores as well.
So it sounds like you're not only creating this boost for arts and the economy, you're also nurturing an arts aesthetic for Hawaii with this art space that's coming up.
Right, and that's what we do with Mamo as well. Mamo is Maui Arts Month, and we try and showcase Native Hawaiian art during the months of May, April, May, and June. And we create an opportunity for people to come in and meet art, meet the artists, and share their artwork.
A lot of exciting things. You mentioned June there, and that's when you plan to break ground for the new art space in Kaka'ako. How can people find out more if they want to be, if they want to get involved, and how can artists get involved if they want to apply to move into this new
right.
art space?
So I think one of the major things that we're going to have a professional development program for artists. Because one of the things is you have to income qualify. Uh-huh. So if you have not filed your taxes in the past, and artists are really, you know, some of us are just not really good about that. So you need to bring in your tax returns. Number one, you're going to have to income qualify for the space, and you're going to have to prove that you're an artist. So that means that, you know, okay, I sing in the choir every Sunday. Or maybe that's not really, but I teach music, I have classes, I teach piano. Or you don't come in with a wet painting and say, this is my art, I'm an artist. You've got to have a body of work. You can say, I paint, and I am at the zoo fence every month when the zoo, you know, opens up their wall or along the zoo. Or I participate in these craft fairs and these artists. It doesn't have to be great art. We're not judging art by the quality of the art, you know, because that's very personal. But you need to have a body of work, and you need to have some standards. So,
well, this is a story to be continued as plans move along for June. Vicky Holt Takamine is kumuhula to Halau Pua Ali'i Lima and an all-around champion of artistic development for Hawaii. For more information about her work with the Residential Art Space Project, coming soon to Kaka'ako, visit hpr2.org. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Liza. Aloha.